You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Justin there talking about narcotics. I'm going to keep this show on the rails, all right? Right now, time to get down to Florida. I am very jealous of where Mark Zuckerman is. Palm Beach,
can't
baby.
Stand it.
Mark, what's up, man? How you been?
Hey, guys. I'm not going to complain to you about how hot it is or the fact that I've
what's the temperature,
I got sunburned
Mark?
Today. It was like 83 today, B-Mitch. 88 heat index.
Hold on.
I'm not going to complain.
Wait, where are you?
It's a little too warm.
Where are you? Like outside of Tampa?
No, West Palm Beach.
West Palm?
That's the good life, man.
So I think I may go. I think I'm taking off next week. I'm going to Orlando.
Dude,
they got the little concert down there. I may go to the concert.
I told you I wanted to take Lauren and the girls to Florida this weekend, and Ainsley insisted on Great Wolf Lodge in Perryville, Maryland instead. That's just such
sometimes
a
you just got to make your own decision and say you're going with us. She'll get down there and love it.
All right. So, Mark, you are at Nat Spring Training. Is it just pitchers and catchers, or is the whole team down there yet?
So it's officially just pitchers and catchers. We've got a few more days until the position players are required to be here, but I'll tell you what, it feels like it's the full squad because there might be almost 20 position players here already. Probably a majority of the position players reported early, including a lot of the big name guys. And that's nice to see. You know, they're not required to be here yet, but it seems like in a lot of those cases, they wanted to get a jump start on it. And so it actually feels, despite being just the second actual day of camp, it kind of feels like they're further along given how many guys are here.
That's cool. That's exciting. It seems like, get us up to speed on the Japanese dude they signed, Ogasawara. I'll let you tell me how to pronounce it.
All right. I believe I have it finally. It's Shinosuke Ogasawara.
Okay. Ogasawara.
What do we need to know here?
Shinosuke Ogasawara.
So, yeah, there you go. So he flew in yesterday, got in late last night, and was out there first thing this morning. For the first time as a major leaguer. He's 27 years old, left-hander. He's not the superstar, you know, Yamamoto and Sasaki, the guys the Dodgers have signed, or, you know, he doesn't have that huge following that the superstars have had. And, you know, he got a very modest contract. It's 2 years, $3.5 million. But he's 27 years old, left-hander. He's been an all-star in Japan. He excels at throwing strikes and being deceptive with his pitches, a really good curveball, a really good changeup, and he induces weak contact. Now, does that translate at the big league level? We're going to find out. You never know for sure. There are a lot of adjustments. I can only imagine what this is like for him coming over here and now trying to adapt to being on the other side of the world, communicating with everyone, and just learning how to pitch. In the big leagues, you know, we were talking about it with him and Jim Hickey, the pitching coach today, all the differences. The ball is different. The seams are different here than there. The pitching schedule is different. They pitch once a week there. Here it's going to be every 5 days. You know, he was prepared to throw 80 pitches today in his first bullpen session, and they said, no, hold on. You're gonna get somebody killed if you do that. Let's start with 40, which is even that is more than anyone else was doing.
Wow.
So there's a lot of work to be done about, you know, acclimating himself and getting into becoming more of a major leaguer in terms of the routine. So we'll see how it all goes, but it was exciting to see it. He's the first player, the first free agent the Nationals have ever signed out of Japan or anywhere in Asia. And so it's something that's been a long time coming, and I know a lot of people here are excited to see how it plays out.
Okay, he wanted to pitch, throw 80 pitches. We've seen some of these pitches come from Japan. They're unbelievable. Is that telling us that we're not working the people enough in the major leagues? Because we get a lot of guys that pitch very sparingly, and they get hurt a lot.
Yeah, it's a very different philosophy over there. They throw all the time, a lot more than we would have here. I think he said like he would sometimes throw 140 pitches in a game.
Damn.
David Martinez told him, there's no way you're going to do that here because I'll get fired if I let you do that.
Wow.
So they also, I think, a lot of cases, you know, don't throw with as much max effort as you have here. So he's not a super hard thrower. He's going to top out at 90 miles an hour. Now, the difference is, can you be effective like that here against these big, powerful sluggers that you don't necessarily have as much in Japan? And so that deception I was talking about, the ability to change speeds to keep the ball down in the zone and induce ground balls, that's all going to be critical for him to do it. And it's been fascinating from afar to watch this since I've been covering baseball. You've got these guys who show up here, and sometimes they are incredible from the beginning. I think Daisuke Matsuzaka, who was actually here today, he knows Ogasawara and is kind of close with him, and he's now working in Japanese TV. He came here today to watch the first workout and interview him afterwards. I mean, he was lights out for the Red Sox for a couple of years, and then he never was the same after that. So some of these guys don't sustain it. Others are able to. Yu Darvish has had a very long, successful career. So it just kind of varies and depends on how you adapt to it. But it is very different the way they do it there versus here. I don't know which way is right or wrong, but clearly it's something he's going to have to learn, how to pitch sort of the way that they expect him to pitch here.
Let me ask you a question. So they didn't make a lot of big splash in free agency and all that type of stuff. What are the expectations for the Nats this year?
Well, internally they have set some pretty big expectations themselves. I think they feel like it's time to take that next step up, and that – the last 2 years were about bringing the kids up, getting them some experience, and seeing what they have for the long term. And this is what everyone's been waiting for since the teardown started in 2021. And you've got a lot of them now here. Now, that didn't translate into more wins last year. They won 71 games again for the second straight year. Talking to guys here, the feeling within among themselves is that this now needs to translate into more wins, and they believe they're ready to do that. Now, did the front office help them out by adding enough veterans and quality free agents to supplement what they already have here? That's debatable. The moves they made, I think they made some calculated moves that are going to help them, obviously, but they did not make that big splash that a lot of us wondered if they might. The payroll is pretty similar, might even be a little bit lower than it was a year ago, Mike Rizzo admitted to us yesterday. So that's disappointing to a lot of people, but really, it was always going to be about the development of the young guys. If James Wood and Dylan Cruz and C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore and all the others, if they turn out to be great players and live up to the hype of who they can be, then this team has a chance to be successful, whether they went out and signed free agents or not.
Talking with our friend Mark Zuckerman here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Corbin is finally gone. That contract is gone. Obviously, it's about development. You mentioned Wood and Cruz. Are those guys starting from day one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are firmly penciled in as the starting left fielder and right fielder going into the season. I think that's the number one reason to be excited is we got a glimpse of it last year, more with Wood because he was up for about half the year and Cruz was only about 6 weeks. That's what they're really pinning their hopes on. And I think the pedigree they both have suggests that they're going to be elite players, and it's just a matter now of getting the experience facing big league pitchers, playing every single day. You know, James Wood was learning left field, which he hadn't really played that much in the minors. He was learning that on the fly. Dylan Cruz, I know the stats weren't great from what we saw from him last year, and then you keep reminding yourself he was in college like a year prior to that.
Right, there was a
super quick path to the big leagues. There's a lot of hopes for those two and feeling that, okay, now that they got their feet wet, they can sort of feel comfortable coming in here and take off and really lead the way. And they're going to play every day and they're going to be batting, you know, if not second and third, they're going to be somewhere close to each other in the heart of the lineup to start the year.
Mark, of course, covers the Washington Nationals for Masson Sports. You can follow him on X at Mark Zuckerman. I get the season is about those guys and other young guys. What is this rotation? Like, they kind of surprised us in the first half of last year, I think. The Nats were probably better than a lot of folks expected. And a lot of that was because they got good pitching. What does their rotation look like now? You've got the article out right now on MassinSports.com. Kind of looking at what the rotation could be. We were the foremost Mitchell Parker radio show in this town. I was like, yo, a big lefty?
Yeah.
I'm all for it. He might not even start again, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, they have depth they have not had here in a long time, if ever. I mean, even in the years where you had Scherzer and Strasburg and Gio Gonzalez, and those were clearly better rotations than they have now, but they typically just had the five guys, and if anybody went down, they didn't necessarily have that somebody you could call up from the minor leagues to step in and fill that spot. What they have now is seven, maybe even eight, that they feel comfortable with. Now, maybe they don't have that elite guy at the top. They hope Mackenzie Gore develops into an ace. They like what Jake Irvin did last year. But between Parker, DJ Hers, who also as a rookie last year was impressive, the new kid, Ogasawara, they re-signed Trevor Williams. They signed Michael Soroka, former Brave, for $9 million. You have that group. And then you still at some point hopefully have Cade Cavalli, a first-round pick from a few years back, who's finally, it appears, ready to come back from Tommy John surgery. Eventually, later in the season, Josiah Gray hopes to be ready to come back. And then they've got a couple more pitchers in the minors that are going to be at AA and AAA that they're talking about, like, could be close to knocking on the door themselves. So obviously there's only room for five. They also know that things happen. You're never going to get through a season with five starters. And so they feel really good about the depth that they have, even if it's maybe not as elite at the top of the rotation as you'd love to have.
How difficult, though, for this Nats season, the NL East is just crazy. I mean, three of the top 10 spenders are in the division. The Mets obviously add Soto, which just kind of breaks my heart, but whatever. What is the path to some sort of, maybe it's a wild card, but even like August and September with meaningful baseball?
Yeah, they're going to have to be better within the division, of course, and it's a brutally tough division for them to be in right now. I think they proved last year they are ahead of the Marlins, so they at least have that. And they actually played the Braves well. They had a winning record against the Braves last year, which was something that I think meant something to a lot of the guys in there. The Mets and the Phillies, they still were well behind in terms of head-to-head competition. They're going to have to close that gap somehow and play them more competitively. The good news, I guess you want to look at it this way, with the expanded playoffs now, you get three wild cards per league, and it would be tough to pull off, but I think it's happened once so far. You could have three wild cards all come from the same division. So in theory, say the Phillies win the win the East, the Mets and the Braves could be wild cards, and there's still another wild card spot to have if you can get up there. You're going to have to beat up on the Marlins. You're going to have to do well against the teams from the other divisions. The West is tough as well with the Dodgers and the Padres and the Diamondbacks, so it's not an easy path at all. I think they would love to find themselves in the position come July where they are at or slightly above 500 and kind of lingering around in that realm, and maybe then you can convince the decision makers at the top of the organization to make some moves, and instead of trading away guys at the deadline, maybe you're finally acquiring them to make a little bit of a push. They would love to find themselves in that scenario. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. Doesn't mean that it's a lost season if they don't get there. But I think that's the path right now if you're trying to, you know, concoct a dream scenario where it all comes together this year.
How far away from being contenders, man?
Well, a lot of people hope that it might be this year. It maybe is another year away from that. We need to see, do these young stars, like we talked about, are they who they're supposed to be? Does C.J. Abrams come back and play like he did in the first half last year when he was an all-star and just an incredible all-around shortstop? Can Luis Garcia do what he did last year? Is Keibert Ruiz able to be the franchise catcher they need him to be? And really, it is, I think, about the pitching. If Gore pitches like an ace, if Irvin is like a good, solid workhorse number two, and if somebody else from that group steps up and gives them a chance to win, I think they're going to be in a decent position to win a lot of games. Now, my biggest concern right now, to be honest, is the bullpen, because they non-tendered Kyle Finnegan, decided not to bring him back. They didn't think he was worth $8 or $9 million they were going to have to pay him in arbitration. And they have not really replaced him as a closer. They've signed a few guys to lesser deals. They don't really know who their closer is right now. There's still time. There's a bunch of free agents still available, including Finnegan. I feel like they're going to sign somebody here in the next week or two, and hopefully that helps shore that up. But to me, there's nothing more demoralizing for any team than you got everybody does everything right for eight innings, and you take a lead into the ninth, and somebody blows it. That could be heartbreaking for a young team that's trying to learn how to win close games. So I hope they address that, because I do think that's a glaring need right now.
I'll never understand, or I fear that I understand far too well, the Finnegan decision-making. If you're not going to trade him, like, if you're not going to keep him, then why didn't you trade? You know what I mean? And my fear on that is that Mike wasn't really in charge of those decisions. How is Riz? Like, how are Riz and Davey spirits-wise at this stage of a extended kind of rebuild?
You know, I think you're always going to be optimistic on the first couple of days of spring training.
Sure.
If you can't be that, then what's even the point? You know, they know they have more talent, young talent, than they've had here in quite a while. So they're excited about that. Do they wish deep down that they had been able to reinforce the roster a little bit more? Yeah, I think they do. But they also understand they can only deal with what they have at their disposal. And so they're really excited to see this young group and know that there are still more coming. You know, Brady House is a top pick, the third baseman. We may see him within a few months. If not, you know, if he's not ready opening day, it might not be long after that. Like I said, Cavalli at some point they think is going to be pitching for them and some others that are in the pipeline. So I think they feel optimistic about it, but they also know the reality of how tough the division is, as you mentioned, and the fact that at least at the moment they're still competing with a payroll that's not on par with the top teams in the division and honestly not on par with the way this team operated for, you know, almost a decade
right
in the 2010s when they were contending every year.
They used to spend. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yep.
Mark, thank you for your time, brother. Enjoy
Appreciate
Florida.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hi, buddy.
Mark Zuckerman. Give him a follow at Mark Zuckerman, Z-U-C-K-E-R-M-A-N. Does a great job covering the Nats. Has done it for a long time. Nobody better at that gig, man. When we come back, there is a big sports weekend on tap. Nobody go anywhere.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.